let's start with your story about NSA surveillance. You reported that the National Security Agency can now resume bulk and systematic collection of Americans' domestic phone calls. And this is a reversal of a court decision in May that said this kind of bulk data collection is illegal. What does all of this mean?
It's getting really confusing. So basically what this means is that the NSA and other agencies can start collecting data using the old bulk data collection method for the next 180 days. And that's a grace period set out with the Freedom Act, which was just signed, I think, in early June, and the whole point of that is to pretty much put the end to bulk data collection, and it'll make agencies have to get court orders for any information they want to get from telecoms. But until that takes effect fully for the next 6 months, they'll still be able to do the normal bulk data collection that they've been doing so far.
So in May, we heard that they couldn't collect data anymore. Yeah. Then the Freedom Act, which sounds a lot better than it really is, says it's better than
bulk data collection. Yeah.
It's better, but now they quietly started it already. They started back the collection already.
Well, we don't quite, the whole thing with all of this is we don't quite know what's happening. We did hear right after President Obama signed the Freedom Act that the White House was also working to get bulk data collection restarted for this period. And it sounds like that's kind of what's happening now. But yeah, we don't know exactly what the agencies are doing, only that it's now deemed legal for them to do it for the next 6 months.
So just as a kind of refresher course, I mean, this has been going on since 2001, since the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. We didn't know anything about it at all until the Snowden leaks, correct?
Yeah.
And so now that we all know, they have to sort of say, well, we're going to reform it, but we can still do it.
It's very, we're in a really confusing point right now. The Freedom Act is certainly not a perfect thing, but by adding more rules and making the agencies go through more hoops to get people's data, it's certainly going to be better than bulk data collection. So the only problem is that there is this grace period, and until that expires, I guess we're gonna see bulk data collection like we have before.
And the ACLU is also involved. What are they doing?
Well, what we know before is that the ACLU, they tried to get this whole thing appealed. So I'm just trying to look it up here. The ACLU, the whole decision before from the Second Circuit Court, and that was like back in May, that was kind of all inspired by an ACLU appeal to that thing. And I guess what we're seeing now is that there's another group, not just the ACLU, there's another nonprofit group that's trying to fight against this, that's trying to get this decision appealed. This is from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which is another court, and they say they can basically overrule the Second Circuit Court.